Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. After a 40-year reign as arguably Israel's greatest king, David was dead. Now, his son, Solomon, came to the throne.
Son, this is an awesome responsibility, leading God's people. Your father took it very seriously. Despite his shortcomings, David's love for God was unmatched. He always longed for a deep connection with the Almighty, and he pursued this through worship. As you embark on your own reign, remember the example set by your father. Seek wisdom, walk in righteousness, and remain devoted to the Lord. May your reign be marked by the same reverence and wholehearted commitment that characterized the life of David, the beloved king and your cherished father.
Solomon, in his early days as king, recognized the weight of his responsibilities. In humility, he gathered the leaders of Israel to worship at the tabernacle and seek the Lord's guidance. That night, the Lord appeared to him and said, "Ask, what shall I give you?"
"You have shown great loving kindness and mercy to my father David, and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, your promise to my father David is fulfilled, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge, so that I may go out and come in, performing my duties before this people, for otherwise who can rule and administer justice to this great people of yours?"
Solomon's request for wisdom, instead of personal gain or power, demonstrated his understanding of the immense task before him. We learn that true wisdom comes from God and that seeking his guidance should be our first priority. God was pleased with Solomon's heart and his request for wisdom. As a result, the Lord not only granted Solomon's desire for wisdom, but also promised him riches, honor, and a long life if he remained faithful. This exchange between Solomon and God reveals the importance of seeking wisdom as a means to honor and serve God. When we prioritize seeking his wisdom, he blesses us beyond measure. Solomon's wisdom manifested in various ways, including his ability to govern justly and make wise judgments. The first chapter of 2 Chronicles describes Solomon's immense wealth, acquired through his wise management of the kingdom's resources. Solomon's reign became renowned, and his wisdom drew people from all nations to seek his counsel. As we witness the fruits of Solomon's wisdom, we recognize the power and impact of seeking God's guidance in our lives. While the story of Solomon teaches us the value of wisdom and seeking God's guidance, it also points us to Jesus Christ, who is the embodiment of divine wisdom. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24, Paul refers to Christ as the wisdom of God. Through his life, teachings, and sacrifice on the cross, Jesus offers us true wisdom, enabling us to navigate life's challenges and make decisions that honor God. As we follow him, we tap into the wellspring of wisdom that flows from the source of all wisdom, God himself. The account of Solomon's quest for wisdom in the opening chapter of 2 Chronicles inspires and challenges us to seek God's guidance in all aspects of our lives. Just as Solomon recognized his need for wisdom, we must acknowledge our dependence on God's wisdom and seek it diligently through prayer, studying his word, and seeking counsel from godly mentors. When we prioritize seeking God's wisdom, we position ourselves for his blessings and experience the transformational power of wise choices. Ultimately, in Christ, we find the true embodiment of wisdom and an eternal source of guidance for every decision we face. Let us, like Solomon, seek God's wisdom with humility and trust, knowing that he delights in giving us the wisdom we need for our journey of faith. In 2 Chronicles 6-7, we witness the grand dedication of the temple that King Solomon built for the Lord. This monumental event marks a significant milestone in the history of God's people. Solomon led the people in prayer.
"O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you, who keeps your covenant of love with your servants. I am humbled by the honor of building a house for your name. May your eyes be open and your ears attentive to my prayer. Fill this temple with your presence, that all may know your greatness and turn to you. When your people sin, forgive them, and restore them to favor. Let this temple be a place of worship, where your name is honored forever.
Solomon's prayer, which was a lot longer than our retelling, reflects his deep reverence and understanding of God's faithfulness to fulfill his promises. He acknowledges God's surpassing greatness and pleads for his forgiveness, mercy, and guidance. Solomon's prayer demonstrates the centrality of prayer in our relationship with God and the importance of seeking his presence as we worship him. In response to Solomon's prayer, God displays his glory and manifests his presence in a miraculous way. Fire descends from heaven, consuming the burnt offerings and filling the temple with God's splendor. This awe-inspiring moment illustrates the tangible presence of God among his people and affirms the divine acceptance of their worship. The dedication ceremony continues with a great celebration of praise and worship. Solomon and the people offer sacrifices and engage in joyful festivities for 7 days. This celebration signifies their deep gratitude for God's presence and faithfulness. It serves as a reminder of the importance of corporate worship and the power of unified hearts devoted to God. God appears to Solomon a second time and affirms his choice of the temple as a dwelling place for his name. He assures Solomon of his continued presence and promises to hear and respond to the prayers offered in the temple.
I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
However, God also warns of the consequences of disobedience and urges the people to remain faithful to his commands.
But if you turn away and forsake the decrees and commands I have given you, and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot Israel from my land, which I have given them.
God reveals his desire for genuine repentance and a humble reliance on him. He promises healing, forgiveness, and restoration when his people turn from their wicked ways and seek his face. This emphasizes the importance of personal and national repentance as a prerequisite for experiencing God's mercy and restoration. In the final verses of 2 Chronicles 7, God reiterates his unwavering commitment to his people. He affirms the everlasting nature of his covenant with David and the enduring presence of his eyes and heart toward the temple. Despite the potential for judgment, God's love and faithfulness prevail, offering hope and assurance for his people. The dedication of the temple, as recorded in 2 Chronicles, chapters 6 and 7, serves as a profound reminder of the significance of God's presence among his people. It highlights the importance of worship, prayer, repentance, and obedience in our relationship with God. The remarkable display of fire from heaven underscores the power and majesty of God's presence and his acceptance of our worship. As followers of Christ, we are the living temples of God, and his presence dwells within us through the Holy Spirit. Just as Solomon dedicated the physical temple, we should dedicate our lives to God, offering him our worship, prayers, and repentant hearts. We can rest assured that when we seek God's presence with sincerity, he will respond with love, forgiveness, and restoration. Let us be a people who continually seek the manifest presence of God in our lives, individually and collectively. May our worship be characterized by sincerity, humility, and reverence. As we dedicate ourselves to God, let us be transformed by his presence and empowered to live in obedience to his commands. Remember, God's promise of forgiveness, healing, and restoration is available to all who seek his face with contrite hearts. May we always seek the Lord's presence and experience his love, grace, and faithfulness in our lives. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.